It's spring of 1970. Syracuse football set to start spring practice. Ben Schwartzwalder at the helm for his 21st year. Something was different, though.
There was only one choice for me to make, and that was the boycott, because I know that was the right thing. Because what we were talking about wasn't what was best for us as individuals. It was best for those who were coming after us.
Nine football players, mislabeled the Syracuse Eight, boycotted spring practice. Why? To stand up for equality and advocate for a more diverse coaching staff. A decision made in 1969 that affected their playing careers forever. The Eight were eventually suspended from the team and never got to play in the NFL.
There was a line in the commission's report that, of course, I'll never forget. It says that institutional racism existed at Syracuse, both on the football team and at the university. And it was something that was unbecoming of the university, and the university needed to make a change.
Only 36 years later was the group honored by Syracuse for their courage to risk it all and stand up to social injustice. Fast forward 50 years, and some things haven't changed as much as we would hope.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
And if we don't get it?
Shut it down! Hey, hey! Ho, ho!
Dozens of bias-related incidents were reported across campus last November. Students organized sit-ins in the Barnes Center to protest the hate and SU's response. They called it the Not Again SU movement. Meanwhile, Dino Babers' crew still had games to focus on.
I would like for them to stay locked in on the game and be focused and even celebrate afterwards. But when we go back, we're going back to campus and all that stuff is going to be there. And I'm sure they have their opinions and they have their rights by the First Amendment, and I'm all for that.
I went to the sit-in, just try to gain as much information as I can, because obviously, it's a serious thing.
That was running back Mo Neal, a senior at the time. He wasn't the only student athlete to show his support. Basketball players Buddy Boeheim and Elijah Hughes went to the sit-in alongside coach Jim Boeheim. Like the Syracuse Eight, Not Again SU created a list of demands for the university to improve on. Chancellor Siverud signed those, but protests continued into the spring semester, only ending after the COVID-19 pandemic forced classes online. With the Not Again SU movement still fresh, more racial unrest followed.
Anger erupted following the arrest and death of George Floyd on Monday. He pleaded for his life, telling four Minneapolis police officers that he could not breathe.
George Floyd died after a police officer kneeled on his neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. His death sparked a nationwide awakening.
We will not be moved!
Protests erupted in Minneapolis in the following days, along with nearly every major city. People fed up with a current system that perpetuates racial inequality. Head coach Dino Babers, one of the 14 black head coaches in the FBS, remained quiet until he spoke with his players over Zoom.
They really expressed the anger of what this whole purpose was. And they really moved me. And they brought me to a point of growth.
More protests arose in late August after the police shooting of Jacob Blake. This time, though, Babers and the team could process it together as a family.
They're right there in front of me, so obviously we addressed it right away. And then we took another time where they could bring it up and talk about it, a little state of the union. You know, what's on your heart, what's on your mind, go ahead and bring it up. There is no subjects, and let's see if we can talk some of this stuff out. So that was basically the big difference, is I could touch them compared to the first time where they were all over the country.
Being able to get together with my teammates, guys from different backgrounds who have different life experiences, and just hearing and understanding the things they've dealt with, helps us all move forward, and it helps us grow as people. So I think that was really important, and I know personally I got a lot out of that.
That was tight end Aaron Hackett. As the country continues to work through its issues, Hackett added there's an important lesson it can learn from football.
A football team is one of the most diverse groups of people you're ever going to bring together. We got guys from different backgrounds, rich, poor, life experiences too. So bringing all those guys together to share one common goal and the unity that, we kind of have together, it means a lot. And if the world could operate in a system like we do, I think it would definitely make the world a better place.
This year has served as a reminder that hate is still very much out there. But when people unite like the Syracuse 8 and Not Again SU movement, it shows us that change can and will happen. Jenna Fink, WAER Sports.